Rushdoony Radio presents Systematic Theology in Two Volumes by Roussus John Rushdoony, narrated by Nathan F. Conkey, produced with permission by the Chalcedon Foundation. 9. The Infallible Moment. One of the more interesting statements by Sartre in his declaration that for existentialism, quote, all human activities are equivalent, end quote, because there can be, for existentialism, no valid outside determination of man, and man must be freed from all influences of religion, society, family, and school, from past and future, in order to have full freedom and sovereignty in the present moment. All things are equal, because all things are equally meaningless. For existentialism, Sartre holds, quote, it amounts to the same thing whether one gets drunk alone or is a leader of nations, end quote. The only valid goal is to be truly free from all outside determination and to be fully self-conscious as an autonomous being. In terms of this goal, it is likely that, quote, it will be the quietism of the solitary drunkard which will take precedence over the vain agitation of the leaders of nations, end quote. The leader of nations will be influenced by people and events. The drunkard will be the better existentialist because he will be influenced only by his own desire to drink. The existential moment is the present as lived by man when he divorces himself from the past, from men and society, and from all considerations of God and good and evil. Such a man, having, quote, recognized, end quote, his freedom, will be beyond good and evil, ostensibly. He will live in the existentialist moment beyond judgment, because the existential moment is always infallible. What existential man wills and does is of necessity infallible, because no legitimate standard is held to exist which can judge man and declare any variations from his actions to be mandatory. The necessary act and the infallible act is what existential man does. Beyond him, there is, by definition, nothing. Existential man says, in effect, I am the man-god, and beside me there is none else. The same applies to every thought and word of existential man. What existential man thinks and says is infallible, because there is no standard, law, or God for him to rule anything that he thinks and says is not inerrant. The self-expression of existentialist man is thus an infallible expression. Infallible man speaks an infallible word, which is also for him the only word in the universe. The moment is always infallible, and because existential man refuses to bow down to God, time, history and society, he lives without reference to the past and future in an eternal now. God's eternity is beyond time. Existential man's, quote, eternity, end quote, is the moment, the eternal now. Guillaume Apollinaire, barely 20, wrote portions of a novel in which he had a character declare concerning the coming new man, quote, on my arrival on earth, I found humanity on its last legs, devoted to fetishes, bigoted, barely capable of distinguishing good from evil, and I shall never leave it intelligent, enlightened, regenerated, knowing there is neither good nor evil, nor God nor devil, nor spirits nor matter in distinct separateness. End quote. This emphasis on the ultimacy of the moment has led to what Kenneth Kenniston has called the cult of the present. In this faith, the here and now is everything. Experience divorced from eternal standards of judgment, activity and adventure for their own sake, and a heedlessness about the future mark this cult of the present. There is a search for total meaning in the present, but this total meaning eludes existential man. Drugs are very important to existential man. because drugs provide the nirvana of the moment. Attempts to suppress the drug traffic are failing because narcotics represent too basic a need for moderns. They provide an escape from God and society, from reality, from past and future, and from time itself for existential man. Narcotics provide the illusion of an eternal now and feed the sense of infallibility, the sense of being a god. This quest, in the true spirit of existentialism, is both a search for meaning and, quote, the desire for self-expression, end quote. However, as Keniston notes, quote, this is rarely a desire to remedy wrongs or to reform society, end quote. Sartre is not true to his existentialism in his social concern. He is closer to the leader of nations than to the drunkard. This search for the infallible moments by existential man is a failure. The denial of God's world of meaning means not a new meaning, but no meaning. Quote, yet, characteristically, a philosophy of absolute freedom based on a denial of any necessary relationship with the past is usually a philosophy of the absurd. The signs of this freedom are not joy and triumph, but nausea and dread, and its possessors are not the creators, but the strangers and outsiders of the universe. Few men, young or old, ordinary or extraordinary, can live contentedly, much less joyously, without some relationship to time other than total freedom, end quote. No man is able to make or be his own universe. The existentialist's infallible moment thus proves to be a step into hell. The goal of existentialist man is, quote, to have no other law but mine, end quote. This means rejecting God, man, and nature, because nature, as God's creation has, quote, a thousand beaten paths, end quote, all leading up to God. The infallible moment is thus an illusion, but it is an illusion which is central to the life of modern man. It is a concept which has had widespread influence among supposed Christians. It is thus necessary to cut the ground out from under rival doctrines of infallibility in order to leave fallen men, both those outside the church and those within, without excuse. Moreover, we should remember that the charismatic movement, with its emphasis on, quote, revelations, end quote, and experience, has in many cases deep inner links with existentialism. The periodic rise of charismatic movements in history is closely linked with the prevalence of the cult of the present. Well done for listening all the way to the end. This is Nathan, the narrator, speaking to you from Puebla, Mexico, from the Faith for All of Life school, in which I teach English as a volunteer. I teach from kinder through high school. Now, I rely on donations in order to keep teaching and recording, so if you want to support a Faith for All of Life school in Latin America and want to keep listening to Rush Dooney while you vacuum, drive or cook, commute or whatever you're doing right now, donate at ctn.org/Nathan Conkey. That's NathanConkey, all lowercase. Or if you prefer PayPal, paypal.me/NNathan Conkey. You can also email me at nfconkey, that's nfconkey@gmail.com. Thanks, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon.